Hare Krishna. Be conscious of the mind, not of what the mind is conscious of. Be conscious of the mind. That means when the mind is running here and there, mind is thinking of this, wanting us to think of that, go here, go there, and the mind is running here and there like this. Now, if we also run here and there with the mind, then we will be lost. Then we will be distracted and our attention will get dissipated. But instead, if we focus on Krishna and we become conscious of the mind, that means, say the mind is, if we envision mind as someone next to us, a child, then they look at that, the child says. Then instead of looking at that, we look at the mind. Oh, so the mind is speaking and the mind is childish, the mind is unreliable. No, it gets caught by any small things here and there. I don't have to pay attention to everything that the mind is paying attention to. If we think like this objectively, then we will not get carried away by the mind. Instead, we will focus on constructively channelizing our energy and moving onwards towards constructive work. So yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tastato niyamyaitat atmanyeva vashamnayet. In the Bhagavad Gita 6.26, it is said that yato yato nishchalati, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, because of its flickering and unsteady nature, bring it back under the control of the self, O Arjuna, Krishna is telling. So now, to bring the mind back under the control of the self, one should be aware that the mind is wandering and one should not wander with the mind. That's what it means. When a mother sees that something has caught the child's fancy, the mother first looks at the child, doesn't look at the whatever the child has caught the child's fancy. The mother doesn't get involved in any small trivial thing that the child's, that may catch the child's fancy. Mother keeps an eye on the child. And in that way, the mother protects the child and keeps the child under discipline. The mother doesn't get caught up in all the trivial things the child gets caught up in. So similarly, we should be like the mother and keep our mind under control. And one of the best ways to not get caught in the small, small things that the mind gets caught up in is by staying caught in big things. The ultimate big thing is Krishna. So if we hear Krishna's glories, fill our mind with thoughts of Krishna and how to serve Him, then that focus on the big thing will help us remember that everything else is, as compared to Krishna, small. And it's not, nothing is worth giving up Krishna to nothing. So as compared to Krishna, everything is small. And thus, by being aware of the small, big thing, we will not get too carried away by the small things which carry away the mind. And we will be able to be conscious of the mind and bring the mind back under control when it tends to go out of control. Thank you. Hare Krishna.